VA is not a newcomer to the game of telehealth or telemedicine, but what VA is trying to do here is test out some new technologies and new practices to try and reach other populations within the 8+ million patient population that currently receives care from the VA. So we're looking at rural areas. We're looking at patient populations that aren't very mobile. And we're looking at new technologies that previously weren't really scalable or available before for some areas that are becoming more widely used. So one of those areas is behavioral health. And another area is actually postoperative care, trying to keep patients out of the hospital as long as possible and let them go home sooner.
So what are some of those new technologies that you're deploying that you said they weren't scalable previously?
Well, one of these has to do with getting the technologies in the home of patients, first of all. We had seen, of course, over the decade or so that VA has been working on extending care outside of the traditional hospital, that we can work by way of outpatient clinics. But the real key is going to be how do we get to patients in their homes so they can receive care in a practical way, from the comforts of their own home. With the proliferation of PCs and access to the Internet, we're seeing that now companies like American Well and others who we're working with are creating low-cost, scalable ways that patients themselves can tap into this. So it's a combination of things, both in terms of the technology that's proliferating, but also just the business practices that are lending themselves to this.
Now, does that mean VA has to send, you know, customized IT equipment to a patient's home, or are they able to use their own home computer?
Well, ideally, it's going to be just their own home computer, but this pilot that we're working on right now is not going to be working with their personal computers at their homes. This is really making sure that veterans don't have to travel great distances to hospitals like they previously used to for three major areas, and instead just come to the outpatient clinics. VA, if you can believe it, has got 153 medical hospitals across the country, but we still have 800-plus outpatient clinics. Those outpatient clinics are really the most convenient location for veterans, but they don't have everything the hospitals have. And so this is an attempt to make sure that those outpatient clinics can provide as much as possible at a great distance. So behavioral health being one of them, and another one is postoperative care, and then oncology.
Now, is this just a matter of suddenly having technology available to you that you just didn't have before, or is there some other driving force here that's new that's pushing VA toward more remote care?
It's a confluence of forces that are coming together. One of them is just simply a will to make sure that veterans have access to care in ways that make sense to them, and technology is beginning to enable that more effectively. But we're also finding that it's something that from a customer satisfaction standpoint, it didn't used to be something that patients would expect. But nowadays, for us to be on the cutting edge, this kind of service is going to become part of the norm. And so we want to make sure it's integrated into the overall care continuum that VA provides.
And you're seeing an increase in the veterans population after the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. I'd imagine it makes a big difference to this kind of effort that this is a generation that's pretty comfortable with technology.
No, you said it. That's definitely true, although you'd be surprised to see that all generations of the veteran populations on all eras are actually availing themselves of this. So, indeed, the Iraq and Afghanistan veterans who are coming home are very savvy and very comfortable with technology. That's great. But the older generations are also really beginning to become very comfortable with this. And like I said, this is not immediately in their homes. This is going to be with clinicians and practitioners in our outpatient clinics so that it lends itself to some hand-holding along the way and, by any means, just make sure that they get what they need when they need it.
So this is a pilot program for now in a specific geographic location. What are the boxes that you need to check before you can decide whether or not you want to deploy this capability nationwide?
So there are four attributes that the VA Innovation Initiative holds central to all of this, with everything that we do. And we've got over 100 different pilots that we're investing in. That's access, making sure we improve it successfully. And that's quality, making sure that equality is, if not maintained, it's improved. Cost, so that we can control it or bring it down, and then customer satisfaction. The veterans like using this service. That's a great indication that this is going to be of use to them. If those four attributes are met, and by the way, details of the pilot program have a litany of milestones that are derivative of those, then we should come to a point 24 months from now when we can make a decision about how much to scale this up.